Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Hamas released a video today that appeared to show two Israelis who had been abducted during the attack on Israel on October 7th. One is a dual citizen of the U.S. It's not clear when the video was made or under what circumstances. Both men professed their love for their families and called for their release. Demonstrations to show support for the people in Gaza have spread to college campuses across the country. Students have set up encampments at Columbia University, Yale, and the University of Southern California, among others. NPR's Jasmine Garz reports the protests come at a time when students are preparing to graduate.
The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony. And speaking to students from different colleges, I've heard of speakers stepping down, venues canceling. It's going to be a very different graduation season. As for Columbia, they're hoping to continue negotiating with the students and getting that encampment cleared in time for graduation on May 14th.
NPR's Jasmine Garst. In Colorado, a former paramedic was sentenced to jail and work release yesterday for administering a lethal dose of ketamine that killed 23-year-old black massage therapist Elijah McClain in 2019. Colorado Public Radio's Allison Sherry has more.
Former paramedic Jeremy Cooper gave McClain the overdose of the powerful sedative that the coroner said killed McClain after a violent struggle with police. Cooper was convicted last year of criminally negligent homicide in the death. Shanine McClain is Elijah's mother and addressed the judge.
Jeremy Cooper is the person that injected my son with a lethal dose of ketamine while my son laid on the ground unconscious. I have already experienced so much, and I am sure I still have much more to endure.
Cooper will sleep in jail on nights and weekends and will be able to leave to work during the day. Another former paramedic who faced more serious charges in the case was sentenced in March to 5 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Allison Sherry in Denver.
Harvey Weinstein is due back in court in New York City next week. An appeals court overturned his 2020 rape convictions and ordered a new trial, saying the trial court had allowed evidence not directly related to the charges. Ashley Judd was one of the first women to come forward with allegations against the one-time movie mogul. The actor and activist says she's disappointed. She supports the women who had been victimized and now may have to testify against him again.
I walk shoulder to shoulder with women with bloody knees. And if my sisters in New York who are eligible to prosecute Harvey Weinstein choose to do so again, you know, at great emotional cost, I will absolutely be with them.
Weinstein is serving 16 years in prison on another rape. This is NPR News. The United Auto Workers Union announced it reached an agreement with Daimler Truck last night, averting a strike. The contract covers more than 7,300 workers at plants in North Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee. Union President Sean Fain says it includes a wage increase of more than 25% over the next 4 years, as well as cost of living adjustments and profit sharing. The agreement must be ratified by the members. A recent Gallup poll finds American sleep patterns have deteriorated in the past decade. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the change is especially acute among women and young people.
Over the past decade, sleep is hitting an all-time low, and stress is on the rise. In the past two decades, the number of Americans saying they're frequently stressed increased over 16 percentage points. One in five people sleep fewer than 5 hours a night. But the biggest changes are among women under 50, like Katie Kremitzos, a Tampa mother of two, who says motherhood and the speed of technology are stressors.
There are a million, gazillion invisible details that we are managing. I think as a mom, there's sort of this okayness and acceptance of like, okay, yeah, I'm just not going to sleep a lot.
The survey found sleep decline for nearly all demographic groups. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
South Africa is marking the end of apartheid. It was 30 years ago the country held democratic elections to end the system of racial discrimination, allowing black South Africans to pick their leaders for the first time. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.